first we'll read the prayers to His Holiness Dalai Lama and then Heart Sutra. Shut up.
Om Shri Shri 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 Om 담보통마대
Per prima cosa voglio poi
Rinpoche asked if there were any other translators, and Fabrizio said that, yes, there is another translator in English. And so Rinpoche says that there are many new and old students. I've been here 2 years ago, and we met before and made Dharma connection. Now we're doing this, making this Dharma connection again, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity. So I, apart from being in Italy, I spent 1 month in Europe. Today is 25th of April. Before that, I was in Germany, and together with an ex-interpreter of the previous reincarnation of Serkan Rinpoche, there were a few teachings and also a biography in English of the previous Serkan Rinpoche. And here you can see the director of ILDK, Michele, and our interpreter, Fabrizio. All together we met in Bodgaya, and Michele and Fabrizio together asked me to come. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay long, but at least for 2 days I can be here with you, and there's also a plan to stay one extra day to just rest and enjoy Italy. So here in this Dharma Center, there is a teacher. His name is Kishe Tempel, as you all know. And recently he got sick. We all got very worried. Of course, you as students and me also. I also told him that I was very sad to hear the news that he had problems, health problems. But it's great that all of us accumulated enough merit for Genla to recover. So I'm very happy to see that. And I said, I told him so. And he said, unfortunately, now that I'm sick, I can't be here at the teaching. So it's actually something that it's the disadvantage of my vacations.
주여 말이냐 아 생나를 남자 지 중요한데 저거 전제다 보 저거 전제 전가 양 공감 대마디 뉴스 중요 남자 친구 중요 뭐지 지난주 생편 시다 중요 시작해
And also His Holiness Dalai Lama was recently sick and the whole world was worried about him and wanted his swift recovery. Of course, you probably knew about the situation and also were worried about that. Recently, when His Holiness was sick, we all prayed for his health, and he himself, after upon the recovery, upon having finished his when he was discharged from the hospital, he told the journalist that after a cold in Bodh Gaya, he became a little more sick, so he had to go to the hospital, but now everything is okay, and it's due to our prayers that he recovered swiftly. And this video you can see on YouTube if you don't believe me. So this shows that the main thing when our teachers are ill is for us to pray and to accumulate merit for their swift recovery. I think it's the most precious thought in the mind of the students when their Lama becomes ill, to think that if the Lama doesn't live long, then we won't be able to receive teachings from him. We won't be able to get the experience, to see the direct experience in practicing Dharma from this Lama, and through that becoming sad and trying our best to pray and accumulate merit for the Lama to recover. That seems to be the best motivation.
And if I'm busy, I'm going to get up and go to you, but I did.
So it's good to keep in mind this motivation and to pray for your lamas. And today I came here to teach on the lamp of the path, but it's not my own knowledge, but rather what I was told by my teachers, my precious teachers, and whatever I was told, whatever I was taught, I'll just automatically give to the students. So it's not that I have a realization in that, but I'm doing my best to transfer the teachings of my teachers. And here, some of you have met previously the previous reincarnation of Serkon Rinpoche, and you have strong faith in him. Some of you are new and you haven't seen previous reincarnation. You also haven't seen me, and you came to see what is this Lama, who is he? So that's also a good motivation. And you came here thinking, what kind of teaching will we receive? And the organizers kept asking me, what is the topic of the teachings? They sent me emails and I didn't say anything. And so I didn't say anything until yesterday, because I wasn't sure what I was going to teach. And then at the same time, I thought that it's really nice to make a surprise. I like this type of surprises, because you have your own experience when you shop online and you're waiting for the goods to arrive and you don't know what kind of the goods they are, or whether they're good or bad, and you're anticipating what it will be like once it arrives. So likewise, yesterday I decided that I will give the teachings on three principal aspects of the path, the text, concise text written by Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa. It, even though it's concise, it's very vast in its meaning, and it's difficult to teach it profoundly in such a short time. But we can make a kind of discussion together. And those who have studied before, for you it might be a repetition, but it's always good to have a repetition of such a precious text. So that's what I thought. Maybe it will be beneficial. So before every virtuous activity, we need to, especially Dharma activity, we need to set up a proper motivation. It's one of the most important things. So even though motivation is very important, I'm sure all of you already know about its importance, and most of you came here having studied a lot of Dharma previously, and some of you are master's program students, some of you are basic program students, and it's very good that you are doing this type of studies. So I won't say much about motivation because I'm sure you already know, and I don't need to repeat that much. So these two programs of Instituto Lama Tsongkhapa is a unique quality of this particular Dharma Center. I know very well about it, and I rejoice in those, in you studying those in, on those programs. And also, speaking about the Dharma, Buddha himself told that we should check his teachings just like we check gold. And this is a unique quality of Buddha's teachings, the unique quality of Buddha's Dharma, and a huge advantage. And we can see how lucky we are to have met this Dharma and to be able to thoroughly examine it, just like did Nalanda masters who gathered together discussing the subject and checking whether this knowledge works or not.
E a investigarlo con la tua intelligenza, per cui veramente un maestro estremamente speciale. Questa è esattamente la tradizione che viene dall'antico centro di studi scientifico del Nalanda in India, che qui all'istituto portate avanti con, studiando tutti i giorni con le classi del Master Program e del Basic Program, investigate, analizzate, e controllate le parole del Buddha, per cui questo per quello che credo io è il modo migliore veramente di avere la preziosa rinascita umana, di utilizzare il proprio tempo nel modo più significativo possibile. Non so, non c'è.
Tanyangi pesi program da yandi kasore master program zhuran zhu di keshim resi du en chi kasore da namjajun du tigam dang tunye tuzu shubu yabu re, beru re shi rinja. Dang kashi tuzu dang ma tunye, dang kashi jigi di tole ya shira, tuzu dang ma tunye tuzu, ya, keba ke yo ma re. Ina ya, da ke chi shu di, sanji yu chue li ya, de zi shen tabu tozu goye di, ani, tabe, domu chi shu di resta.
E comunque adesso non voglio...
So, the basic program and master's program students, I rejoice in the opportunity that you have here, that you study, and it's amazing that you can study, that you have time for that and other opportunities. If you're not the student of those programs, it's also okay as long as you do still study Buddha Dharma.
Per cui questo che cosa vuol dire? Non voglio
And it's important if you even if you don't study on those programs, it's good if you can generate faith in Buddha Dharma. And it's the studies are not only about thoroughly understanding texts and studying again and again those texts, but rather understanding the simplicity and beauty of Buddha Dharma and its key topics, for example, compassion. If we see, if we meditate on compassion, if we see what's the object of compassion, how to generate compassion, what's the method of applying this knowledge, and so on. If we can do that properly, there's no need to spend much time on that. There's no need even for much effort. The knowledge comes automatically to us if we put attention into that. And then we speak about joyous effort. It is literally the definition of joyous effort means rejoicing in virtuous actions. or doing or liking virtuous actions. So it's something that also we don't have to put much effort into, but rather understand what it means really. So in terms of setting up motivation, we can take an example of this day. Today is Liberation Day in Italy. It's a holiday. And some people go to the sea, some go to meet with friends or go to the restaurant and find any other interesting activities. And here the students of Instituto Lama Tsongkhapa, you all gathered here and you're looking at my face. So there is a reason for us to have met here, and whether you're master's program student, so the student of basic program, or not even a student here, but you came here and you have your temporary goals, you also have your ultimate goals, you have your awareness, and whatever I'm going to be teaching, I'm urging you to listen to the Dharma teachings and check for yourself whether it corresponds to your goals or not. And if you have anything that's unclear to you, you are free to ask questions. Are there anyone listening online? Yes, it seems like there is a streaming. And those who listen online, it's good if you keep a feeling inside that you're not far away from the place where we're having teachings, but that you're close and you're actually present here.
Nedan sarà shivjikandata, le di yore. Mi sembra shashanji. Tene chi persone parlano di giungere da ne chanere. Perché che cancetta samolo tanta do cittana beda nyasho shivjikandata. Ci cambia chadi tua. Bene non ci sono shashane, che non ci tradisce. Chava to Judata Matan Tangne, Chava di Kadeche, and some Sentry. That is a Himalayan, Sundi, Tamagata, Himalayan Sundi, and that Summary Quadrovini, then he don't teach a child. That is a young way of Sawati, one of the big Chajul, Tapajin. Jerry Jan and Jasmagari, give me mission to each other, Tapajin, Jesus Chinta, Mizumi. Ready, Chibia, Gogota, Yijime, the Dejibita, Niju Diji Kabia, Tang Ranzu, the Chosen Kabia, Rubse, the Mia Wanisha. And Sosam Sibi, and it added him on Namsun Namsun, Changus important, and Sosu Chibu to that member, and Marking Sibi Tanji, Miwash. That's somewhat of a change to it. The Mutu, how he named him Miwan and Chu. The Miwan and Chu was a type, and she says, now a part of the culture, and she says, Pamani, so the Gozo Jetine, Tang Gozo Yaji, Sambasamo Chi, Pando Chi, Gozo Yeti, the Transu Yomachi, and he could not the JHK Jet, the Chiri, Jixambina.
So, speaking about motivation, we can see that the world nowadays is facing a very difficult time, and it's a crucial moment for us to make right decisions. We can see that weather is changing, and we might have witnessed untimely rains and other weather conditions that are not common for Italy or for Himalaya, where I live, and everywhere else in the world. And we can say that out of 100%, about 90% depends on us and our actions. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful about how we act. On top of that, apart from world problems, we have our own problems in families, problems with relationship, with money. We have no trust. We have people cheating around us. Maybe even we cheat. And through seeing the real situation, we can understand how much we need to do in order to improve. And it's something that we should do not only for our own welfare, but in general for the welfare of the whole world, of everyone around us, and for the planet. And therefore, in order to improve something, we need to set up a proper motivation every time we do something. And when we go back home after these teachings, we should think about helping the people who are close to us, or parents, or friends. Be kind to them, be patient with them. And keeping in mind that we're doing that not only for ourselves, but for everyone in this world. And such a motivation will bring a lot of benefit, and your life will be full of it will have a sense.
ultimamente per essere di beneficio a tutti gli esseri senzienti che sono infiniti. Se quando ascoltate o partecipate a questo incontro che abbiamo lo fate sulla base di questa motivazione, sono sicuro che il tempo che spenderete qui diventerà altamente significativo.
Expectation.
And when I say please listen well to the teachings, it's not that I think that I have that much to say, or in English we would say not having too much expectation. I don't think that, of course, you will change right away as soon as I say something. So no expectations here. And it's not that I have studied a lot in my life. I compare myself to a mouse who lives in the house and bites off tiny little bites from the food. So it's just like that. I studied a bit here and a bit there, but it's not that I'm highly educated, so I have no hope to make a profound change in your life. But with the thoughts of the teachings of His Holiness Dalai Lama, I will try to make you feel the taste of Dharma.
Ho preso insegnamenti dall'onnisciente vittorioso, Sua Santità il Dalai Lama, e quello che lui ha insegnato che ha un immediato beneficio, un immediato sapore per quanto riguarda la digeribilità della mia mente, cerco di metterlo in pratica. Questa è l'unica cosa che posso dire di aver fatto.
Ningus
Something that I'd like you to know. It's good if I'm straightforward. I'm thinking about your teachers here, Geshe Gelek and Geshe Tempel. And they're extremely kind. We should understand how kind they are, because they are very highly educated lamas. They studied a lot for many years, for dozens of years in the monastery. And upon the request of Lama Sabodrumche, who chose them among other geishas, they came here and they put a lot of effort and worked hard in order to get this high education, to come here to learn the language and to give you the knowledge that they have. It's extremely kind.
Verso questi due maestri che sono loro veramente hanno completato gli studi in un modo eccezionale, in uno dei grandi, si chiamano le grandi fondamenta, che sono i tre monasteri, per esempio il monastero di Serov, non solo sono stati mandati qua dal nostro maestro che è Lama Zopa Rinpoche, per cui Rinpoche pensando all'importanza di questo centro e quanto sia importante portare avanti questa tradizione, ha mandato questi due maestri che si prendono cura della gente, degli insegnamenti, sono da considerare la loro gentilezza enorme, no?
And so I'll be like a medium between you and His Holiness Dalai Lama. And through the kindness of your lamas here, Geshe Gelek and Geshe Tempel, you'll be able at one point to understand some of what His Holiness is teaching about. Because you have heard, because you have understood the topics. And in order to gain that understanding, you should not forget the teachings of your teachers, Gengelek and Gentempel. Think about their words, reflect on them, check. If you have any doubts and questions, ask directly. And after that, you'll achieve the goal of understanding the teachings of His Holiness Dalai Lama. And I'll repeat that I hope to be a medium between you and His Holiness Dalai Lama.
Quello è quando diciamo le benedizioni dell'ama che ti entrano nella mente, quando la comprensione diventa buona, profonda, e in questo modo avviene ascoltando e cercando di praticare bene gli insegnamenti che ricevete quotidianamente in questi programmi che tengono i due maestri, invece di pensare di ricevere delle benedizioni da me, che l'unica cosa che vi posso dare è qualcosa di, sono dei piccoli bocconcini da topolino che ho digerito dell'insegnamento. No.
Tacce jambi galia do shune de umedro peje aranzu lo jong xie ya do shi xie wo re ani bu dao xian wo re ani yo ta ma de yo wa ka ho ani ma zhe de ju de jiang zu song bi ga bi ya 군주비
Ora, mi viene in mente anche sempre nella
while studying Dharma, we need to understand that we should study well. We have to make our studies of good quality. And in terms of true refuges, in terms of the refuge in general, there are two kinds of refuge. One is conventional and one else is ultimate. Conventional refuge is when you rely on an outer or conventional teacher and you feel yourself as one entity and the teacher has been another entity and you receive the teachings and it's something that you take from the outside. So this is a conventional type of refuge. You take refuge in three jewels and you take refuge in the teacher. Ultimate refuge is when you rely rather on your own wisdom, not on the wisdom of the teacher, but you understand yourself what is good and what is bad, what should be done, what shouldn't be. And before you attain this level, of course, you need to rely on a proper lama and generate conventional refuge. But ultimately, in order to become Buddha, you need to develop and to actually practice ultimate refuge.
Impermanenti, per cui non c'è, non è che abbiamo la possibilità di avere un riscontro costante, sempre essere inseparabili fisicamente dal maestro e dagli insegnamenti, eccetera. Quindi, per cui queste sono situazioni piuttosto instabili, per cui la cosa importante è nel momento in cui ne hai l'opportunità, devi utilizzarla nel miglior modo possibile. Questo finché non arrivi a avere digerito e tu stesso aver ottenuto questa trasformazione dentro. No.
Come.
Usually when we recite the prayer of refuge and generating bodhicitta, in Tibetan it's called Sangye Cho Tsongma, we recite Sangye Cho Tan Soge Cho Namla Chanchu Bardo Dan Gyabso Chi, which means that until enlightenment I take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And that is, this part is conventional refuge. Then the second part of the prayer, the dedication, Sangye Cho Tan Soge Cho Namla Chanchu Bardo Dan Gyabso Chi, Dagi Jin Soge Pe Cho Namge Drolapin Chir Sangye Drupar Shok. You make an aspiration of becoming the actual refuge for sentient beings, having generated the mind of enlightenment and achieved the state of enlightenment. And with this in mind, generate the motivation for listening to these teachings today. And today Fabrizio did a very fancy mandala offering, and this is important for auspiciousness. So everything seems to be going really well and auspicious. And if you have any problems at home with your friends, with your relatives and other people, put aside your problems and try to, with a fresh mind and with a good motivation, to listen to the teachings with an open mind and take as much as you can. And remembering how lucky you are to be here and how strongly you would like to achieve the aspirations of all sentient beings to attain enlightenment and to make these aspirations true for everyone, including yourself.
Una motivazione nuova, pensando di voler utilizzare, di essere di beneficio a tutti gli esseri senzienti in modo più vasto possibile. Questa è la ragione per cui oggi sono qua e ascolterò questi insegnamenti, per scoprire veramente qual è il rifugio non ingannevole dentro di me. Ok?
So I'll do the recitation of Sangye Cho Tsongma three times. Cho Tan Soge Cho Namla Chanchu Bardo Dane Gyabso Chi Dagi Jin So Kibe Cho Namge Drolwa Pinchira Sangye Drupar Sho Sangye Cho Tan Soge Cho Chanchu Bardo Dane Gyabso Chi Dagi Jin So Kibe Cho Namge Drolwa Pinchira Sangye Drupar Sho Do you have it in Italian? Usually people recite in Tibetan. Let's do in Italian, Rinpoche says, and I can't find in English. Sorry, I can't find it in English.
adatti alle necessità e alle altre funzioni poste di ottenere lo statuto per verificare tutti gli esseri.
Non succede. Quindi io invece di fare due giorni chiedo con lei, e per i cibi non c'è altro, non c'è altro, quindi non c'è altro.
Non ha solo corso.
Che vuole, tra le cibi, che non c'è, quando non c'è altro, non c'è altro. Non c'è altro, non c'è altro. Non c'è altro, non c'è altro. Alessio, che sono altro.
Adesso vedete ho questi due libri avvolti stoffe
davanti. So the picture shows the pictures, two picture, two books in front of him on the table, saying that he usually takes them with him. It's an advice of His Holiness Dalai Lama to take one particular text. If I got it correctly, it's about the seed of Buddha, the Buddha nature. And also the other one, when Rinpoche met Alex Berzin, Alex Berzin gave him as a present a specific picture, a specific book, which contains the empowerment of one deity. And this is something that the previous incarnation of Sirkon Rinpoche used to give. And in that way, we can say that it's a family heritage.
Vajrapani Chado Korche, che è una particolare pratica che faceva il mio predecessore. Questo testo viene da lui, e a lui gliel'aveva dato suo padre, che era il grande Vajradhara Serkon Dorje Chan, per cui mi porto dietro le reliquie di famiglia.
Alex told me that it's good if I can take this picture and put it on the head of each of you as a blessing. So I keep those two books as a blessing, and I take them with me everywhere I go.
Come la base, il fondamento delle benedizioni, per cui per mia devozione.
Allora, state ci vedi.
Shall we make a break?
Ma l'intervallo.
When shall we do? When Rinpoche wishes to do, does anybody want to go to the washroom? It seems like there's no need to do the break now. So if you need to go out, you can always go. You don't have to wait for a break. Shall we continue?
Ora il per cui andiamo avanti adesso ancora per un po' il
so we'll continue with the teachings and the topic for today's teachings is three principal aspects of the path, that's the text of Lama Tsongkhapa. And the three principal aspects are renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view. And it's something that His Holiness, this type of teachings His Holiness usually gives before pastorate initiations or during other teachings, because this is the crucial teaching, the crucial moments that we have to understand. And especially renunciation as the basis for the other two aspects for bodhicitta and correct view. And His Holiness being specifically skilled in these teachings and has his own profound experience because he received so many teachings on that. So, lamas often give those teachings. It's the basic practice for many lamas, and these teachings are extremely important. When we talk about emptiness, Jimse mentioned three aspects of emptiness, but unfortunately I didn't understand them. But he said that this is the advice that those lamas give. We need to follow exactly as they say, and because those lamas, they have their realizations, they know what they're talking about. Otherwise, there is always a possibility for us to misinterpret something, misunderstand, and go in the wrong path. So we need to be very precise in following the teachings. Je Tsongkhapa, or Jerimche, he mentioned those aspects as basic or principal, or the main ones. There is also another text in the school of Sakya. It's called Shenpa Shide in Tibetan, and it talks exactly about the same thing, about those three aspects that Lama Tsongkhapa mentions in this short text.
몰라서 당연히 지금 드리마 지금 뭐라 주도가지 않죠, 다.
Andiamo a vedere il testo all'inizio, dovrebbe essere stato distribuito.
So let's open the text. There is something on Rinpoche's iPad. Someone sent in things. Rinpoche is trying to take it off. One of the mother sent in beings.
I should be careful. Maybe I will crush the digit end under my iPad.
She said, if you didn't hear, I should be careful not to crush the little ant under my iPad. So the text is in FPMT Retreat Prayer Book on the page 253, the three principal aspects of the path, and the text starts from expressing the homage. I bow down to my perfect gurus. It's in general a tradition of Indian Nalanda masters and Indian scholars. When Indian texts were translated into Tibetan, then either in the beginning or in the end of the text or both, the good qualities of the master who wrote the original text were mentioned. And these days we can say that the texts that are written these days cannot be compared to the texts of those great masters of the past. So here, with the expression of homage, we pay homage to all those great masters of the past.
Essere sicuro di portare a termine il lavoro, eccetera, ci sono tanti altri benefici. Qui è un po' diverso in questo caso, perché il testo è autoctono del Tibet, diciamo, è stato composto da un lama tibetano in Tibet e lui ha scelto di, fra i tantissimi che sono gli oggetti a cui porre omaggio, di farlo ai lama. Tabatili,
소수요 강이야. 미안해 체차지. 네. 그 다 상하시류 지기 야 미리야 다 개발 줄 지토로 되었다. 야 변캐었다. 수수의 양면 양면만 손에 너무 강이야. 가시야 아니 지기 야 대야 지기 이만 손에 또 좀 더 약해. 감 난치고 요새 칠리디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디 去强大的有口头去说对的特别有点那你听那些说没想的像的说说两年前前前前前吧结果嘛是嗯结尾的如果第二天节嗯被身体卡地级去的那个一那样被恰刚出了一面的那那个关键是你是不是去的那个一那样嗯这个去的这个金刚级这都是无语的这种啊这里的可以进入上述的原因的被而且这个啊那么那么差成了我自己都说的了
I'm sorry, I slightly misunderstood by this text. This text in particular was written in Tibetan and by a Tibetan master, and therefore expressing the homage here is a little different from the Indian text. Here, Lama Tsongkhapa bows down to his perfect gurus. And in the beginning of the text, it's in Tibetan, it says, Dagi Jetsun Lama Namla Chatsalo, Jetsun. Lama Namla Chatsalo. So Jetsun refers to the three qualities of knowledge, love, and ability. And the quality of knowledge shows that the Lama shows the true path, and has, the Lama has to be skilled in method, and also gained his own realization before teaching something, before giving the Dharma teachings. Therefore, this is something that the quality of knowledge shows. Then the quality of love is the inner quality of warmth, because there are some lamas who are well-educated and are skilled in teaching, but there is no warmness inside that gives the feeling of being close to a lama. Therefore, the students cannot take the knowledge completely. So the quality of love is something that is important for a lama. And the third quality of ability is when whoever is in front of the lama, whatever type of sentient being there is, lama knows how to act in order to benefit this particular type of mind. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa pays homage to Jetsun Lama Nam, the lamas who have all those three qualities.
Ci sono delle persone che magari hanno un grandissimo studio, una grandissima erudizione, sono anche molto, molto articolati nelle loro spiegazioni, sono precise, eppure per una qualche ragione anche quando si avvicini a queste persone o si ascoltano questi insegnamenti, come l'insegnamento non sembra che sia troppo di beneficio, non c'è un impatto emotivo forte, non si prova qualcosa di vicino con questa persona, non è in grado di trasmetterti del calore umano in quella situazione. Quello vuol dire che invece, se è buono, vuol dire che non solo, ma sei, quando dai gli insegnamenti, quando sei con gli altri, li consideri tutti esattamente uguali, tutti si sentono benvenuti, tutti si sentono bene, tranquilli nel momento in cui sono alla presenza di questo maestro. Per cui Jetsun Questo è il significato di, che normalmente viene tradotto come venerabile, che possiede questo, per cui è esperto, l'abilità, la pratica e anche la bontà, il buon cuore. No.
So there's three aspects of the ability of the realization in the practice, and the warm-heartedness is something that we have to pay homage to and to prostrate with the three or doors of body, speech, and mind. And on top of this being a homage, it's also a good antidote for against arrogance. Sometimes when we study, and especially when we study a lot, I know for myself I'm like that. Sometimes we get the feeling that we've studied something particular before and seems like we already know everything. We don't need to study the text again. And I think that this shows that we still have arrogance, because the thought that I know and there is nothing new that I'll hear here is an assumption that the teacher in front of us doesn't know better than us. But in many cases that's not the case. And if it's really the case, if we're really so knowledgeable, then it's great. It's our reality, nothing to be worried about. But In the majority of cases, there is always something new to hear. There is always a different angle to look from. Therefore, we can't really say that since we heard the explanation of this particular text before, we should not listen to it again. And if we can remember that, if we can assume and keep in mind that the teacher has other methods of explanation and can show us a different angle, the different angle of this knowledge, it will break our arrogance and we'll be able to take the teaching in its wholesomeness. And especially if you're new with the motivation that since I don't know this text, I need to study it, and I need through faith and a good motivation, I need to develop good qualities, so I have to be patient and attentive. So that's a good motivation to study a new text.
Qualunque tipo siano gli insegnamenti, ossia della mente dell'illuminazione, della vacuità, eccetera. Sempre pensare, mai pensare, l'ho già sentito, io lo so già, perché dico questa cosa, ma sempre pensare, no, di sicuro questo è esattamente quello che io devo comprendere, esattamente quello che devo mettere in pratica, esattamente quello che mi manca. Non so, tu dicendo.
Chiran bir dijeye sunucu sen, cik sunucu sen, cik sunucu sen gibi dur dijeye ta. Chiran ta 참으로 장사 아니냐 명요하래. 가르침을 드려 송주 먹고 생각해요. 교육을 했어. 아니 교육을 가서 주 어디 경쟁 비리 차이 틈을 잡지. 어디도 너무 소리야. 말을 말 맞춰봤지. 더 대주면 두스. 말 맞춰봤지. 더 대주면 두스. 말 맞고 왔지. 땡땡 부지도 왔지. 송 송을 했어.
나 그거 봐요.
말 맞고 왔지. 나 고도 없어. 말 맞춰봤지. 더 많이 했어. 말 맞고 왔지. 대성도 잠배 로마조 신의 다음에 전에 지기 아 뭐랑 주기 지기 다다 강신 받디 시부지 신규 연예 지 신규 매비네 가래 이내 다도 네가 냄배지 신규 여가 진다 네가 초와 냄배지 개비 여가디 초시 지기 여서 말해 시시 네가 과도 런지 로마조 이내 순주 강마마 주에게 아니 되게 남수지 잘 송도
no. 에 adesso
can we try to put together? I'm not sure that I understood it completely, so I hope with the help of Fabrizio I'll try to translate. Okay, I'll tell you the story because you might have got already bored, so I'll make you a little more alive. So I studied in IBD, Institute of Buddhist Dialectics in Dharamsala. It's nearby His Holiness Dalai Lama's temple, and while studying we had an opportunity to listen to His Holiness' teachings. And every time His Holiness gave the teachings, we would go with the whole class, the whole group. So His Holiness Dalai Lama, while I was studying, used to give teachings on Bodhicharya Avatara. And during those 3 years that I studied there, His Holiness would give teachings on Bodhicharya Avatara, and one time one of the of my friends didn't know what was the topic of the teachings, and he asked someone else what exactly is the topic. And when somebody told him that it's Bodhicharya Avatara, so my friend said, again, Bodhicharya Avatara, I've already listened to those teachings. So I can't really go to the teachings and I'll have to work. So I didn't say anything, but I got quite upset. I felt that it's none of my business, so I didn't feel like correcting him, but I felt really bad about it. But I remember I think it's really not good to think in this way. And at some point I went to see my teacher,
magari se per piacere mi puoi dare un consiglio su come gestire questo tipo di pensiero, no? E il mio maestro cosa ha detto? Ah sì, è possibile.
I asked my teacher what to do when this type of situations happens, and my teacher said it happens especially when we have so much arrogance.
Ti viene da pensare, ho già ricevuto l'insegnamento, non ho bisogno di andarci. Ti voglio raccontare una storia. Poi ecco la storia.
So the teacher, I would like to say about another story that there was Jodi Atisha, and one of the great master's teachers in Tibet.
Lui era diventato il, diciamo, il capo spirituale, diciamo, di quel lignaggio di discepoli dei Kadampa, e lui soleva andare a ascoltare Chiunque dasse insegnamenti lui andava a ascoltare, non è che prima andava a guardarsi per le qualità per sommarsi niente, stava dando qualcuno dare insegnamenti lui andava a ascoltare insegnamenti. Allora dopo un po', c'erano parecchie persone probabilmente che davano insegnamenti, lui aveva opportunità, andava subito ad ascoltare. Un po' i suoi discepoli gli hanno detto, ma Rinpoche, veramente tu in realtà sei il discepolo principale di Jogye Atisha, sei il detentore, il signore dei tre addestramenti supremi, hai ascoltato tutti questi insegnamenti.
I really didn't understand this story well, but I think it's about Lama Drum Tempo and Jogye Atisha. So Lama Drum Tempo would go to the teachings of Atisha every time, listen again and again. People would ask him, why do you listen to those teachings again and again, because you know everything. And then Rinpoche said, there is always a possibility that something, that even though I heard everything, there is always a possibility that I didn't understand everything. So therefore we as students need to listen to the teachings again and again without arrogance.
Thank you. I have learned my lesson. Tati chungpo. Shesanga, ane, rangshingi, semi, jwaji tangche, ta, tene sonde, lama konani, igaro, ane, jagachi, yuanjen chan, jibu jigyang, kajin chin, jibu jigyang, do si je, ane, samar tabi.
Mano, sto dicendo, c'è. E per continuare questo
so with respect to the story that I have just told you, I can think about my own teachers and how kind they are, and I can tell that they treat me so well. And I have two teachers, one is younger, the other one is older. And sometimes, out of my arrogance, I would think that I would compare my teachers, and I would think that one of them, the older one, was not as skillful, probably because it seems like whatever he says, sometimes the students don't understand, and for me it showed the sign that the teacher is not as skillful. So there was a story that one day I together with my two teachers went to listen to the teachings. And even though we were listening to exactly the same teachings, one of us, I think the younger teacher, if I'm not mistaken with the translation, the younger teacher said that this point I didn't understand well, and then the older teacher said, this is so and so, and he started explaining, and I was surprised because I didn't even hear those words during the teachings. So where did the teacher get them from? And I asked him this question. He said it's because I have some experience, so I understood it like that. And at that point I regretted my arrogant thinking and remember that there are about those three qualities of the teachers: the skill in teaching, the warm-heartedness, and understanding the minds of the students. And the teacher necessarily has to teach in accordance with the mind of the students and understand them really well. So this is an important quality, and this is something that my teacher never lacked. And from that story, I've learned my lesson. And from then on, I started thinking of the two of my teachers as being equal in knowledge and in kindness.
Eravamo tutti e due lì insieme nello stesso momento, abbiamo ricevuto lo stesso insegnamento dallo stesso maestro, lui l'ha capito in questo modo, per cui in quel momento non ho più visto, dipende, c'è una differenza dal maestro che insegna quello, ma del modo in cui tu lo capisci. Ecco perché anche si dice negli insegnamenti che quando il Buddha dà gli insegnamenti, ciascuno delle persone nel che ascoltano gli insegnamenti lo capiscono, ciascuno ha un modo un po' particolare, un po' diverso di capire, più o meno profondo eccetera, che dipende da quanto vedi le qualità nel maestro, per cui quel tipo di apertura, quel tipo di fede ti rende in grado di comprendere bene, più o meno profondamente, quello che viene dallo stesso maestro. Per cui da quel momento lì ho imparato bene la lezione, non faccio più nessuna differenza nei miei maestri, li vedo tutti esattamente con le stesse qualità. La cosa dipende da come tu ascolti e come tu vedi quel particolare maestro. Quello fa la differenza nel ricevere l'insegnamento. Non sto dicendoci.
Tanto
di lame o dell'anno. Per cui queste sono, cioè non sono cose facili da spiegare.
So it's really not easy to teach, and from my experience, I can't say that I explain well or that I have any realization to share. I can only transfer what I heard before, and I don't have exactly the same qualities as my teachers do. Is there any benefit in what I'm saying? I told you quite a few secrets already, so I hope that it benefits you. If we stay on one line for so long, we will only be able to finish three aspects of the path in two years. So we'll have to probably move a little bit forward. Since we are not going to do the break, we didn't do the break in our schedule. We had the plan to finish at 12:30, but since we didn't do the break, we'll finish at 12. Okay, so we read the expression of homage. I bow down to my perfect gurus. Then we'll go to the first verse saying, it's the promise to compose. The first verse says, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings, the path praised by all the holy victories and their sons, the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation. This I shall try to explain as much as I can. So those three principal aspects of the path described by Lama Tsongkhapa is the essence. It contains the essential meaning of all the teachings of Buddhas, including Gangyur, that includes more than 100 volumes of texts, and of course Tengyur as well, the texts of the translations of Buddha's words.
And chi chalang mong sung ki chun bi ta yu mong tu su sanga lo tsawa yung sa di rang je ba zi ba tang dang zing ti ni li ten ji yung du ta dame to bi shera te li ten ji zine dame to bi shera te li ten ji ani ta dang zing di me ba su tu ba di top zang di sanga lo rang she su ye ba di ji gu mi ma su ni ji zi te ji ta kyo rang tari ne sung di And that the new body yard as a member. And the new body manager ranches you over the Sydney. And it the Manzoria, Moshim, Tundu, and Sanji, Chigi. Chuck and the Sumway in the Chigi, Ninji Borson, Midabe Borson, Dunir Borson, Tamasai, Jimmy, the Shemuj, and Chigasore.
Sanji Jumdin,
So Buddha himself possessed the three qualities of knowledge, love, and ability. And first of all, Buddha understood that all sentient beings equally wanted happiness and equally not wanted suffering, disliked suffering. And Buddha knew that the reason for sentient beings to be unhappy to experience suffering is afflictive emotions, and the root of afflictive emotions that make them arise and make us feel suffering is self-judging mind, and the mind that grasps to self, the mind that doesn't understand the emptiness of self. And the antidote to such a mind is the wisdom that realizes emptiness, that realizes suchness. It is something that we have to practice and to rely on in order to eliminate the suffering. And in all of us, we have the same ability and the same potential to liberate ourselves from suffering. And this is a Buddha potential in every one of us, and every teaching that Buddha gave on every topic, and even every smile that Buddha showed, is behind every action of Buddha is the motivation to teach us how to liberate ourselves from this ocean of suffering. This every enlightened act of Buddha is endowed with the emptiness, with the motivation of teaching emptiness, showing us the emptiness. And as Rinpoche mentioned before, and something that I didn't understand, I unfortunately can't translate, are the three aspects of emptiness. So this is the topic that is taught by some teachers indirectly, and some teachers teach directly. It depends on the abilities of the students, and it is a skillful method of teaching. Jetsun Kapa in this text show us the gradual path of how to understand the selflessness and how to generate this mind. And this is exactly, that's why we say that this is the essential meaning of Victorious One's teachings. The second line of the verse says the path praised by all the holy victors and their sons. So we spoke about emptiness and the importance of emptiness. The main goal of achieving this realization is to be able to achieve liberation and Buddhahood. And liberation is a temporary goal, while the state of Buddhahood is ultimate goal. So wisdom that realizes emptiness becomes a necessary condition for us to achieve those two states, the state of liberation, the state of Buddhahood. And it's only the person who is endowed with bodhicitta who can achieve Buddhahood. Because just realization of emptiness brings only liberation, but the state of Buddha is something that should be achieved through both understanding of emptiness, realization of emptiness, and bodhicitta. Therefore, the essence of all the teachings of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha of Gangyur and Tengyur is generating the realization of emptiness, as well as generating Buddha, bodhicitta in one's mind. There are two types of bodhicitta, which is the first one is conventional bodhicitta and the second is ultimate. Ultimate bodhicitta is wisdom that realizes emptiness, while conventional bodhicitta is the aspiration to achieve enlightenment in order to benefit oneself, of course, but first of all, all sentient beings.
Sia che sia sostenuto o meno di voler ottenere lo stato di Buddha per il beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti, per cui da questo punto di vista anche la mente dell'illuminazione, che è un altro di questi aspetti principali del sentiero, è il significato essenziale di tutti gli insegnamenti, perché è ciò che porta all'ottenimento dell'illuminazione. No, non c'è. E per cui mi ero dimenticato di dire, ecco che questi due.
So, liberation can be achieved only in reliance on understanding and realization of emptiness. We speak about the three types of suffering, the first being the suffering of pain, or sometimes it's called the suffering of suffering, the second is the suffering of change, and the third is all-pervading suffering. So it's said that all-pervading suffering is at the root of the first two types of suffering, the suffering of pain and the suffering of change. It is a basis and support for all the other sufferings, and it makes us suffer again and again, experience the suffering again and again. And it's said that there is no other way to liberate ourselves from every possible suffering but to realize emptiness directly. And that is why we also talk about the essential meaning of the Victorious One's teachings, because the realization of emptiness brings us to liberation, and it also brings us to enlightenment. This is the main realization that we have to develop.
È anche detto che l'unica porta, l'ingresso per la liberazione, è la corretta comprensione della realtà ultima, del non sé o della vacuità. Non so.
Ci sono anche tante dove ta ceravinere, changju seminere, ta dini ni di cigir, dini lia, ta citon seminere, ani dini ni ke changju cigi sharolaya, ani cigi kawal Kovegi, any Neria, Ningu Mavatang, any Tandi Changus and the Tongan Yigi Tilatin Tempagina, any Tanchamu Yaba, a Chikasori, ultimate happiness, Tengu Dava. The Deji Bumunzin Chetoji Kansa Teria, never to any Chigi Ninjunj Mavina, any Maranju. Now, 아슴지 신나로 이면을 깨대 막 또 지기 조악하야다 냠용나로 칠 두에 맵이 남바디 가르렸으나 단다 단 인중 송비가 예제로 지 송그레 간다로 만주 지기 가서 그래 아 콜이야 신차 체차 경기 아니 쉐디 인부 따다 렌토요 말에 인부 따다 렌토요 말에 대인 유산배 Nianzhong di mebi na, Chanzhu sim tang, Dongyu dubi sherebi, Dongyu dubi sherebi ya, Simshu ma suni, Yongtu ya kabo yinzu, Nianzhong di, Dam zo, Jignamu, Dam ya di, Nianba di.
Inoltre, quando parliamo della mente dell'illuminazione,
we spoke about wisdom that realizes emptiness and as well as bodhicitta, the mind that wishes to attain enlightenment, and there are two types of bodhicitta that we mentioned before. Those two aspects are equally important. Of course, we need to have them both. And we know that if we have right wisdom, we understand that samsaric phenomena have no essence, and the real happiness that we can have is only the happiness of liberation, the state of liberation and Buddhahood. But at the same time, without renunciation, the qualities that we manage to develop don't have that much effect. They won't bring us directly to liberation and Buddhahood, because renunciation is another important aspect that helps us on the way, that helps us proceed on the way. And sometimes we think that bodhicitta is great and the right view, the view of emptiness, is amazing. It is something that we need to develop definitely, but then we forget about renunciation. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes that without renunciation, there is no liberation from samsara. Therefore, one of those three principal aspects of the path is liberation, the other two being bodhicitta and right view.
Queste esperienze nella nostra mente. Ecco perché va analizzato come essere attaccati all'esistenza condizionata è completamente inutile perché priva di essenza, mentre invece la vera essenza, il vero significato, il vero scopo della vita lo trovi staccando la mente da questo e inseguendo quelle che sono le realizzazioni della vacuità e della mente dell'illuminazione. Ecco perché la mente che vuole, che ricerca, che vuole emergere definitivamente dal samsara diventa la prerogativa importante, indispensabile per poter poi essere in grado di realizzare gli altri due aspetti principali del sentiero. Ecco perché è un altro dei tre aspetti principali del sentiero, quello che normalmente viene tradotto con rinuncia. Non so.
Tardu,
So the second line about the praise, the path praised by all the holy victories and their sons. Some people say, why is it said only sons and not daughters? But we can remember that in the Heart Sutra there is a word, Rigipumo, which refers to the sons of noble family and the daughters of noble family. Therefore, here we speak about both, of course. Everybody, women and men, have the ability to achieve liberation and Buddhahood equally and to generate bodhicitta equally. So we shouldn't think that it's some limitation, there is some limitation. So those three aspects of the path being basis for the ultimate goal, for the path of Buddhahood, for attaining Buddhahood, is something that not only victories the Buddhas, but their sons and daughters being bodhisattvas praise. We can't say that Buddha calls bodhisattvas sons or daughters because of feeling that they are his best students or because of being biased, but it's due to their thorough practice of method and wisdom that they manage to generate in the continuum a real bodhicitta and generate the ways to attain enlightenment, and therefore we can say that they were born in the Buddha family, and that's why we call them sons and daughters. And such practitioners who have pure bodhicitta and who purely wish to attain enlightenment praise the path, praise the teachings that bring other sentient beings to Buddhahood.
Né che ci sia una discriminazione dalla parte del Buddha, del maestro, che considera un discepolo più vicino di un altro, perché non è così.
So bodhisattvas understand that those who wish to attain liberation is an important part of the path, and without the wish to attain liberation, there is of course no wish to attain Buddhahood. So liberation is one stage on the path, and therefore the practices that are described by the Buddha that bring to the stage of liberation and to the stage of Buddhahood are highly praised by bodhisattvas as being one path, as being inseparable.
Proprio perché vedono loro stessi sulla base della loro pratica che questo è il sentiero indispensabile che porta a quei risultati, ecco che è il sentiero lodato dagli eminenti figli dei vittoriosi.
Who said that the path praised by the Hall of Victors and their sons, and it's not mentioned about heroes or practical Buddhas, the arhats of Hinayana vehicle, it's because they have the realization of renunciation, therefore they can liberate themselves from samsara and realization of emptiness, but they don't have bodhicitta. And bodhicitta, since it is one of the three principal aspects of the path, in order to attain enlightenment, this path can only be understood by those who wish to attain enlightenment and not only liberation, and those are bodhisattvas. Therefore, it said that the bodhisattvas and the Buddhas are those who praise this path.
Ecco, per cui Rinpoche che cosa dice? Per cui questa lode è un diritto e una prerogativa solamente dei
bodhisattva.
The last two lines of the first verse say the gateway or the fortunate ones desiring liberation. This I shall try to explain as much as I can. So those three qualities or three aspects of the path lead to the ultimate goal of liberation and enlightenment. And those sentient beings who have the ability and real wish to attain those goals are fortunate, especially fortunate because they have those teachings available. And those three principal aspects of the path, as Rinpoche mentioned before, are the gateway to the state of liberation and enlightenment. Therefore, those who take this path and enter this gateway are fortunate. Then Jason Kopa mentions that this I shall try to explain as much as I can for the benefit of all sentient beings.
Kowe ni zhuli ya, dè zhì bà qì dèng yè shùm zhì, di Gyanidhyasama Yogacara.
So
what is very important is to understand and to think of how fortunate we are to have those teachings, to have those abilities to attain our ultimate goals. When we're children, we can't really understand what is the reality, and it seems that everything is good and we're enjoying our life. But at the age of usually maybe 18, 19, 20, we start facing problems. We can see that life is not ideal and feel that if life continues in this way, it doesn't seem to become meaningful. So we start gradually understanding how samsara works and how much we suffer. So this is a very important feeling that we have to keep in mind, because it helps us liberate ourselves later. So we, if we imagine two people saying that, one saying that we only have a temporary, a method of temporary liberate ourselves from problems, and another person saying that no, actually there is an ultimate way of liberation, of course we will choose the one that is ultimate. It's exactly the same if we buy medicine and we're offered the medicine that only temporarily helps and the other medicine that helps to cure from illness. Ultimately, of course, we'll, even though the second one is more expensive and more difficult to get, we'll choose the one that makes us free from our suffering or from our illness. Therefore, when we talk about Buddhahood, it's not simply liberation from samsara, but it's the ultimate state that frees us from any type of suffering, including the suffering of self-grasping. And even though it seems far and difficult to attain, it's still worth, the goal is worth achieving, because it means ultimate liberation from every type of suffering and pain that we have. And having the wish to attain such an ultimate liberation is also considered to be very fortunate.
La verità della cessazione, la realtà della cessazione, che la sofferenza può essere, si può cessare in un modo irreversibile, allora ricerchi quel modo e quel tipo di saggezza che realizza la vacuità.
Non so. Tadine,
When we have some idea of how to eliminate our own suffering and we don't pay attention to how other sentient beings suffer, so that is quite selfish because, okay, we're able to liberate ourselves, but what about other sentient beings who keep feeling pain and keep being confused about the reality? So without compassion, it will be very selfish to achieve the ultimate goal. And on top of that, we're not able to achieve the ultimate goal of Buddhahood. It's only liberation that we can achieve if we think only about ourselves. Therefore, the aspiration of Bodhisattva is to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, because they see with their eyes of compassion how sentient beings suffer. And generally speaking, in order to improve our society and world, we can understand that it all depends on every single one of us. It's not only that we have to, that the countries are separated or the societies are separate, but we are all interconnected, and our own realizations also bring help and benefit to other sentient beings. Therefore, understanding that, we can develop a vast aspiration to not only achieve liberation for our own sake, but for the sake of all sentient beings, to be free from their suffering. And we can see how great those three principal aspects are, the aspect of renunciation, right view, and bodhicitta. And without this precious teaching, we wouldn't have any method of how to get rid of our problems and the problems of other sentient beings.
Aspetti principali del sentiero, per cui in questo modo vedrai, fantastico, veramente avrai un'ammirazione estremamente profonda in quello che sono i tre aspetti principali del sentiero, nella necessità di ottenerli, e allora in quel momento, se pensi in questo modo, ti puoi pensare fra quelli che sono i fortunati, la via d'accesso dei fortunati che desiderano la liberazione. Pensando in questo modo, entri a far parte di quel gruppo.
Sì, 세상 깨진 타조림이 주문이 지단 뇌신 다 기셔버 차가서 다 지혈부 지게 안 되게 되니해진다 아니 이메인적이니 메두조 메두조라 아니에 다리 남수남 손 그때 막 시 지단 뇌신 쓰려도 누가 용수도 와 다들 누가 뒤 인지심을 줘 인지심 그리고 그는 나지 다리 막 송거 인 송거 나신 当然就啊，刚头都那边的这个童年，就是年过苗的，那你那边的咱们那年的呀，卡拉就是，那你带自己，就主要是带什么钱那样，那边带着早茶的，那就是许多你自己的带当茶对，那个早的了，现在个他的嘛就叫，今年啊，熊木西的，他就呀就是苏北的，苏北吃法的，
那不是那些吃，
苏北吃法的中国做的。
Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says, the gateway of the fortune towards desiring liberation. This I shall try to explain as much as I can. So through the motivation of compassion, Lama Tsongkhapa seeing that these precious teachings have to be given to as many sentient beings as possible, he promises us to compose this text, and we from our side we need to listen to the teachings, and before that we need to go for lunch and to recharge our potential so that we're able to listen to these teachings continuously, and the next session will start at 3:30. So it's at 3 o'clock we'll start the next teaching.